Well, if you could open your Bibles with me to Colossians chapter 4. In my time together with you during this time of offertory, we've recently been looking at some different passages in Scripture that would talk about prayer. And this was one in particular that was on my mind because we're going to be sharing an opportunity with you today that the Lord brings around a couple times a year. And if you would look with me in Colossians chapter 4 and in verse 2, as Paul begins to give this encouragement in our prayer, he says, "Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving, praying at the same time for us as well, that God will open up to us a door for the word, that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ, for which I have also been imprisoned." One of the great things that we really desire for the time of Vacation Bible School is that door that the Lord opens up, that we can proclaim the word. We know the decisions for Christ that are made, and the fruit that begins to come from that is all Him. Where our rejoicing comes from is that God would even give us that open door to share the gospel message. And we look forward to that time because we also get to do that together as a body. And so I'm going to call up Miss Diane / Mom, and you're going to share with us about the opportunity we have with Vacation Bible School. It may only be March, but those of you that have been with us in the past, March to June takes like 3 days, and we're there. So we start talking about VBS now, and Mom, you want to share with us?
Sure. We have our theme for this year, and how cool is it that we sang In Christ Alone in the first paragraph? It says, "My comforter, my all in all," and God's word is just so encouraging. And so our theme this year is Jesus is my all in all. How cool is that? And so we're in the planning phases, but even we do have our stories picked. And so if you want to see me after church, I can share those things with you. We do have a sign-up sheet. If you can help before, during, or after, please put your name on here and then just designate when you'll be able to help, because we do have a few work days. Maybe you won't be here the week of VBS, but maybe you like cutting stuff out and doing things like that. We encourage you to attend one of those. Some people even take stuff home to do. There are jobs like ironing and cutting, painting, so don't wear your Sunday best. If you do have a pen and paper, please write down these dates. This is the week that we will have VBS, June 22nd to the 26th. It will be from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And we don't have any registration up or anything like that yet. We do have a verse picked out for the leaders for the entire week, and we chose Hebrews 12:2, "Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." So if you do, like I said, have any questions, this is only for ages 3 to 12. So if they're 13, they've aged out. If you're 13 and you attend Family Bible Church, now you are going to serve at the Vacation Bible School. Mm-hmm. And I know most all of our kids are just so excited to make that transition. Did I leave anything out?
I don't think so.
Okay, thank you.
If you could look also with me in Philippians in chapter 1. This would really be the other prayer that this time brings to mind for me. And Philippians chapter 1, Paul would say, "I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all, in view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now." I tell you, as a pastor and having the privilege to get to serve alongside of you in this time of VBS, it's one of the things that just brings me great joy is to see the body coming together as a family and getting to serve. For some, it's going to be those prayers, praying for those open doors and praying for your brothers and sisters that are here during that time. Others, it may be everything from even what would seem to be the smallest, but as Pastor Josh had covered in the first service, even that drink of water and those things that we would deem as small, they're not small when we're bringing the gospel message in that time. And so I just look forward to this time, and I'm so thankful to the Lord for this body, because I know why you're stirred up to want to be a part of these things, and why you're desiring to pray for us is because we desire to see that gospel message proclaimed, that door for the word. And one of the things that just we've just been amazed through the years is not only do these children that begin to come through these doors get to hear the message of Christ, but how many times we've seen that message begin to reach their homes. They sing the songs or they share the memory verses, and things and opportunities begin to be stirred up even within the families of these young children that come. And so be praying for us in this open door for the Word of God, and be praying how the Lord would stir you to come alongside in this time. And as Mom said, if there's questions, let us know. We'll share more with you as we get a little closer, but we look forward to what the Lord's going to do this year. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just we give you thanks for, Lord, the privilege to get to serve, the honor to get to share the message of good news, of the gospel of your Son. Lord, we pray for this time ahead. Lord, for the young hearts that come through these doors, for their families. Lord, and pray for the body in this time. Lord, that we would go forth in your strength and with your heart. Lord, desiring to do what we do only to bring honor and glory to your name. Lord, we thank you that you would not only rescue us, but give us the opportunity to serve with you. Lord, we look forward to what you're going to do in these days ahead, and we trust you with the work in these hearts that walk through these doors. We give you thanks and praise today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.